4. Biology. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
Good afternoon, class. All week we've been discussing the history of disease. We know that one of the most important discoveries in preventing disease was the understanding of germs. But cleanliness is not always a good thing. I found some more information on this topic and I wanted to share some of it with you. We know that sanitation is mostly a good thing, but when we sanitize everything, we eliminate common allergens. I want to emphasize that allergens are generally harmless substances. Some common ones are pollen or cat fur. The allergy develops when the body thinks the allergen is bad for some reason, causing the allergic reaction. To support this claim, I want to share a very interesting statistic. According to a top World Health Organization, allergy sufferers have increased significantly within the past 20 years. This shows that people are really starting to suffer because they aren't exposed to enough allergens and therefore can't build any kind of immunity. Another thing that is often talked about is what conditions physicians think will help improve the amount of people that are coming down with allergies. Many doctors believe it is good for kids to be exposed to animals. Let me tell you about a recent study that supports this. A group of German doctors learned that children who were exposed to farm animals, such as horses or cows, did not have as many allergies, if any, as children who weren't. Additionally, the children who spent more time around animals also gained immunity to other diseases, such as Crohn's disease. Scientists think that this is because being around animals helps children gain immunity to those allergens. In other words, killing all substances in our homes and general environment that may cause adverse reactions or diseases is not always a good thing. We need to be exposed to these substances so that our bodies can learn to fight them effectively. Being overzealous about sanitation prevents our bodies from doing so.